Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman.
Welcome to SpartanCast. We are talking with Ali Posey, who is a sophomore nursing major here at York College, member of the field hockey team. Ali was an All-American in 2015. First time in school history. Why don't we talk about it? Let's start there. Let's talk about the 2015 season. Very good season for you and for the team. You guys did maybe not as well as you'd hoped you would do. Talk about the season.
Well, this year it was a transition year for us also. We only had one senior on the team, so we were all pretty young. We had a big sophomore class and a big freshman class, so at first it was kind of like a rocky start trying to get everyone to mesh together. Preseason was good. We did a lot of team building, getting to know each other, because once we trust each other outside the field and everything on the field, things came more naturally. We ended up doing good, beating some really tough teams. Every now and then we would mess up, but at practice we'd work hard and fix those little problems.
Let's talk about that coming, you know, what's that transition from high school? You were obviously a very good player at high school. You went to Red Lion High School here in York County. Very good player, nationally recruited. How does that transition from the high school game to the college game, how was that different for you, or how did that affect you?
It was definitely different in high school. In high school, you could kind of do what you wanted with the ball. Some people were there just to get away from home after school. In college, you want to be there. It's a choice of yours. So in college, it was a lot tougher competition for me. I had to adjust to that. People were actually wanting to be there, and they worked hard, just like I worked hard, to get better, stronger, and faster.
So what you're saying is maybe in high school, every player maybe wasn't interested in the path to college, but when you get to college, everybody's the best player on the team or one of the best players on the team. Was that a surprise to you?
Kind of. I knew everyone came from a bunch of different schools, so I figured they were probably the tops at their schools. But I wasn't sure what the competition was like, because at Red Lion, I mean, we were the best in our conference. And once we get to districts, it would be harder. But we didn't really have much competition outside of York County.
The one thing about field hockey, and a lot of people that may be listening to this and hearing this, don't know a lot about the game. It's sort of, even though it's been around at the college here for quite a long time, they may not know about the game. It's kind of an East Coast game. What attracted you to play field hockey?
I started playing in third grade.
Okay, so you've been playing a long time.
Yeah, I did a lot of different sports when I was younger, soccer and volleyball and all different kinds of stuff, basketball. But with field hockey, it was just like an after-school thing through elementary school, and I just kept doing it up and through junior high. And in junior high, I also played volleyball, but once you got to high school, you had to pick because they were in the same season. And I went with field hockey just because I ended up playing it longer and I really enjoyed it. So at first, in ninth grade, I kind of wasn't sure if that was the right decision because I missed volleyball, but it ended up being the better decision of the two.
What skills do you bring to the game that are different than maybe some other players? And think about how you play. Obviously, you had a great season. You're an All-American, one of the best players in the country. What makes you different from some of the other players on the field?
I think having that I started younger than most people, that helped a lot, because I would go to different camps and everything growing up, and I'd really focus on stick skills. And people who just started in like 7th or 8th grade, they don't have those stick skills that are as easy to them as it comes to me. I can usually pick up on things pretty quick, and when I watch someone do something, I can try to do it myself. I go out there and practice. So I think having those camps and getting taught different things at a young age really helped me.
You are a nursing major. That is not easy to combine with being an athlete at an interscholastic. How has that either helped or hurt you? Let's start with the help part. What is being a nursing major and being, you know, a good academic from an academic background? How's that helped you as a player?
I think with nursing, it really helped me balance the two. They're both very hard, important things to come by. And with nursing, it just gives me more of the drive to do better at field hockey and vice versa. With field hockey, I know that kind of comes second with nursing, because nursing is going to be the number one priority. But if I do good in field hockey, then I feel like I'm more confident and I can do better in nursing as well.
Why'd you pick nursing?
I always wanted to be a nurse since I was little, and I feel like you can go so many different directions with it. My thought as of right now is either work in the emergency room or work in the delivery room.
So you like the fast action.
Yeah,
a lot of things going on. Well, let's So that's the good sides of it. What about the difficult sides of it? Does it make it difficult to do, you know, to play as well as worry about the classroom?
It does. It definitely does, because nursing is one of the most time consuming majors you can have, and just little things like extra lab hours for anatomy or when you have clinicals, that's all day. And when we have practice, you kind of have to work around those extra lab hours and really manage your time well so you still have time to study for nursing.
Why did you pick your college?
Well, because of nursing. At first I thought I wanted to go to a big D1 school, and right off the bat they said, we don't want nursing majors because we want you committed for field hockey. And then when you look at Division II schools, they seem a little more accommodating, but my number one priority is getting a good education. And then field hockey comes second.
So, what do you like about your college? What obviously you like playing and the college, but what other things? I mean, you're a local kid, so you know, you could have chosen to go far away. I've done interviews. Actually, the last interview we did with was Kyle Walthall, who's from California. That's a long ways to go. You don't have that long of a distance. Why stay close at home?
Well, with York, I knew there was a senior on the team and a couple juniors that were nursing majors, so I knew it was possible, and the coach reassured me that I would be okay, and she would help me work around the schedule. But I like being at home. I'm a big family person and like to interact with them, so I would still try to go home on the weekends, and I didn't want to have to be far away and miss out on that kind of stuff.
I'm assuming your parents come and see you play all the time, maybe even go on the road. Is that fun, or can that be nerve-wracking?
No, I think it's really fun. I like going on the road. It's nice going to different colleges and seeing different things and seeing what they have to offer.
And I would think that the field hockey community is a relatively small community, so you probably know maybe players on other teams that you're playing against. What's that like?
That's fun, because there is only one girl from my high school, and she goes to Slippery Rock, so we played them, and it's always nice catching up. But then I did travel out of Lanco, and there are so many girls there that end up playing in colleges, so it's just nice catching up with them and seeing how far they've come and how much better they've gotten.
What are your goals for next season? Do you set goals for a coming season, or do you, you know, when the season comes up, you look at the schedule and say, okay, we're going to play the games?
I set goals, but I just take it game by game mostly and try to do my best in that game and then have them all add up at the end and see where I've gotten. Next season, I'd like to stay where I am and not drop down any further. I would like to keep being the lead scorer for our team. And I know this is far off. I still have 2 years, but there's someone that's at the top for the most goals in the collegiate career, and my goal is to beat that.
Okay. Those are good goals. What do you do in the off season to prepare for the coming season?
As soon as season's over, we have just about a week break or so, and then we start lifting in the weight room, and then we have to do running too. Weights are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. In the mornings I go, just whatever fits best with our schedule. So I get the mornings.
Okay.
And we start spring season in April. We have a month of spring, and it's where we can play with the coach and everything. It's playing. We have two tournaments that we're going to get us ready. And then over summer, it's kind of all on our own. We get a workout packet that we have to do by ourselves, or we can meet up with people that are in the area so it goes a little better. And then we start preseason a week before college.
So it's literally year-round for you.
Yeah.
Is that a new experience for you?
Well, in high school, I did softball also. So that took up my majority of spring. But I also did travel field hockey and travel softball. So I was used to being busy all the time, just not used to the same sport all the time.
How do the two translate? Did softball help your field hockey?
Well, they're very different because field hockey is more of a running and softball. I played outfield, so you just kind of stand there around and then run after the ball. But it might help with hand-eye coordination, and it was nice doing something different, working different muscles.
Allie Posey, your college field hockey player, thank you very much for joining us, and we appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!